Oma Rav, Habedek, Zorich, Sheyevatel. In the Mishnah it says only that you have to be Beitek the Chometz, and if you find it, you burn it. So in the time of Rav, that you should be Mevatel it. And the Gemara explains why Dike is not enough and why we need to be Mevatel. And what is Beitel? So as Rashi explains, and as the Rambam says, and as we do, that the Nusach of Kol Chamiro is that you say Leve Ki Afre De Are. So that's the touch of Beitel, that this Chometz is nothing for me, as sand in the street. So Rashi explains, what does this help? And he explains, because it says Tashbisu, and Tashbisu means that say it's nothing. So that's why when you are Mevatel, you're doing that. Comes Tesfes and is asking, Tashbisu is after Chatzos. After Chatzos, Beitel doesn't help. Beitel is only before Chatzos. So how do you say that this is because of the Pasuk Tashbisu? So therefore, Tesfes says, Beitel means that it becomes Hefker. When it's Hefker, it's not yours. When it's not yours, you're not Eva. Comes the Ran in the beginning of the Masecht, and he is asking, what the Tesis answer? That the reason is because it's Hefker. We don't say Hefker. We say Leve Ki Afre De Are. Ki Afre De Are doesn't mean Hefker. And also the Gemara says Mevatel Belibe. You should think it's nothing for you. If you are being mafkir, when you're thinking, it doesn't help. Dvorim shebelev, einam dvorim. So how could Hefker help? So the Ran explains that this Hefker, even according to Tesfes, it's not a regular kind of Hefker. It's a special kind of Hefker. Why is it so special? Because the Gemara says that Chometz, the Pesach, is Eine Bershus HaShalodom. It's also Barano, it's not mine. What means that this belongs to me? That I could use it. But Chometz is also Barano, I can't use it, it's not mine. So why are you Eiver if it's not yours? It's near, why are you Eiver? Aso hakosov kiyilo birshusay, as it is yours. When does the Torah say that this becomes yours? When you didn't try to be mafkir it. But when you try, you say it's nothing for me, even though it doesn't help for regular hefker. But this is enough, it shouldn't become yours. That the Torah shouldn't say it becomes like it's yours. That's what the Ran explains Tesfes. Comes out that the Hefker of Tesfes doesn't help when you say Kol Chamiro. You say Kol Chamiro at night after you finish Bdikas Chometz. It doesn't help. It helps Erev Pesach, by the time of when the Issur comes, when it's also Ba'anoe, so then it's going out of you, it's not coming back to you because you said last night that Kol Chamiro. So it's not a real Hefker. It doesn't help right away. That's how it comes out according to the Ran. That's in summary what the Beitel that Kol Chamiro is. We add one word in our Nusach of Kol Chamiro. We say in Kol Chamiro, Velevi Hefker Ki Afro De Aro. In addition to the original Nusach of Levi Ki Afro De Aro, that it helps only as the Ran explains, in the morning it helps. So we say Hefker Ki Afro De Aro, so because we add the word Hefker, so it becomes not mine right away when you say Kol Chamiro at night. That's in general. Comes the Alter Rebbe, and his first starts with Rambam, that the Nusach is Levi Ki Afro De Aro. So why does it help? Not because that's Bistur, because it becomes Hefker. So then he's asking the Ran's Kasha, and he's answering the Ran's Bir. That's the summary of the Bittul Chometz, according to the Alter Rebbe, and then he adds that we are adding Hefker. Since this is not a real Hefker, so it helps even when you don't say it, you're just trying, even it doesn't help. And the Alter Rebbe explains that in three times in Shulchan Aruch. One is what I just mentioned. The second one is when you go away from the house and you get somebody else to be Beidek your house, and then he says Kol Hamiro. So when he says Kol Hamiro in your house, it shouldn't help. You could make a shliach only to be Beidek Chometz, but you can't make a shliach to be Mafkir Chometz. So why does it help? Why should he say the Kol Hamiro? So the Alter Rebbe explained again. Because you don't need a real Hefker. Even when you do something that it doesn't help, it's enough. What is the something? That you told him that you want him to say Kol Hamiro. So you were Megala Das. According to this, even if you told him to say Kol Hamiro, it's enough because you were Megalad Das, even though he doesn't say Kol Hamiro, because that's not what he says doesn't help. If the main thing is that you say that you want this to happen, even if it doesn't happen, but the Alter Rebbe says it's not so. When you make a shliach for somebody to be Beidek Chometz in your house and then he has to say Kol Hamiro, he has to say Kol Hamiro for you. And it doesn't help. It helps only like the Ran says. It helps that when time of Isur comes, it shouldn't come back into you. But that helps only when something is done. When your shliach says Kol Hamiro. That's the second time that the Alter Rebbe says it. The third time that the Alter Rebbe says it is by Mechiras Chometz. And that's what I really want to explain a little bit. Because this is also Negeya to our Minhag in Mechiras Chometz, how the Alter Rebbe was Metak. And that is in Simen Tov Memches. When the Alter Rebbe explains the halacha of Mechiras Chometz, he says in our days we have a problem with Mechiras Chometz. What is the problem? When you sell something metaltelin to another Jew, the kinyan that helps is Meshicha. Here that you have so much Chometz in the house, you don't make Meshicha. So why does it help? You just sell it to him, he gives you money for it. Moist by it doesn't care. So why does it help? Because by goy, even kinya moist helps. But there is a machlekes. If kinya moist by goy helps, or you need meshicha. Comes the Alter Rebbe and says, by us that we don't take the whole chometz in our house to the goy. He just gives you mois, How does it help according to the Deye that Mkinya Mois doesn't help a Goy? And the Alter Rebbe explains, why does it help? Doesn't help because it's not a good Kinyan. But I try to sell it. I don't want this to be stay my. So this is enough. When the issue comes, the Torah doesn't put it into my rishus because I tried to sell it. This is what the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, Kinyan Mois helps, and you don't have to start pulling all the chometz in your house and giving the goy should pull it. But then some of Forshim are asking, we don't understand how this could, the explanation of the Ran is not enough to explain why this Mechira helps. When we said that he's, I say Kol Hamiro and it doesn't help, so at least it helped because I wanted to be Mafkir. I tried to be Mafkir. When I say the Shliach should say Kol Hamiro, it doesn't help, but it helps because I tried to be Mafkir. I told the Shliach to say Kol Hamiro for me. But here, I didn't even try to be Mafkir it. I tried to sell it. If it doesn't help the Kinyan, it stays my. It doesn't become Hefker. I wasn't trying to say it's Mufker. I want to sell it to the Goy. I want to then have to pay a bite from the Goy. And I don't want it to become Hefker. Everyone should be able to take it. So why should this explanation of the Ran help when you say that the Kinyan doesn't help that I'm selling to the Goy? But still, there is a day that even this explanation helps. It's not so perfect, but it helps. But what is negiah to us is to know that this that we learn in Shulchan Aruch, that this explanation helps, it's only in Shulchan Aruch. But later on, the Alter Rebbe chozar bei from this explanation. And he holds this explanation does not help by the Mechiras Chometz. It helps only by the first two. Where does it say that it doesn't help by the Mechiras Chometz? So he wrote to say the Mechiras Chometz that is printed in the back of Shulchan Aruch. And in the beginning he gives an explanation for the Mechiras Chometz that he is making. And he says, some people want to say that even if the Kinyan is not perfect, good, Lekol HaDeyos, it is still good. But this is not true. And if the Kinyan is not help, then you are Eiver Min HaTeiro and Chometz. Which means he says that why I want to tell it doesn't help. Because I didn't want to be Mafkir it. And then he adds another thing. Okay, I just tried to sell it. That's not enough because I didn't try to be Mafkir. But in addition to that, I said Kol Hamiro, which means that all my chometz that is not sold, I'm being Mafkir. So this should help. Alter Rebbe says, no, even this does not. Why? What you're trying to sell to the Goy doesn't count. You didn't try to be Mafkir it. What you said, Kol Hamiro, doesn't count. Because you didn't want to say this Kol Hamiro should help on this, that you are selling to the Goy. What you are selling to the Goy, you have in mind to sell him and then have to pay to buy back from him. So when you said Kol Hamiro, you didn't include these chometz. So not only this trying to sell doesn't help, even what you say Kol Hamiro doesn't help. The Alter Rebbe explains there. And then he adds a third hisofer. Not only when you try to sell it, it didn't help. Not only when you said Koh Hamira doesn't help. Let's say you said, if this doesn't help, the kinyan would not help, then I have in mind that this should be chometz. This should be hefker. That should help. Alter Rebbe said, no, it doesn't help. Even that. Why? Because you said this should be hefker. Okay, you said so. But what do you have in mind? That I'm trying to sell to the goy, and after Pesach, I'm trying to buy it back from him. So if you say hefker, it's hefker. Till when is it hefker? If the goy doesn't kene, it's hefker till after Pesach. After Pesach, I have in mind, I'll take it back. Such a hefker doesn't help. And he brings it from a Yerushalmi. He doesn't explain it by Riches, it's very bekitzer, but he's just mitzayin to Yerushalmi and to the Rashbo. Only if you don't want it back.
Everyone wants it back.
It's because you're selling it. What you're not selling, you don't want back. You're mafkir. You are mafkir those things that you didn't sell to the goy. For that it helps. But for what you're selling to the goy, the Alter Rebbe explained, it doesn't help. What does it say in Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says, if you mafkir chometz, and then, after Pesach, you take it back. Is it also banoy or not? So the halacha is that it's also banoy. Why? Because if it's going to be muta banoy, maybe you will think that after Pesach, you'll take it back and you wouldn't be mafkir it by Lev Shalom. So we see from this that if you would have in mind that you will buy it back, it's not hefker. That's not considered hefker. Till you make a gzeira, that even if you had in mind to be mafkir forever, but then you found it after Pesach, you want to eat it. You're not allowed. If you will eat it, maybe next year, you'll have in mind that you'll take it back. The MS in this itself is also a chazore here from what the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Mem Hei, there is a Kuntes Achim that he speaks about hefker when you have in mind to buy it back, and he says that midrabbonon it's not enough, it's not hefker, not minatir. But here he brings the Yerushalmi in the Rashbo, and he learns it, and he says, therefore, if the kinyan doesn't help, you are even min hatero. So that's all these things is in one line. But the idea is, first, he says that what I said in Shulchan Aruch, that when I try to sell it to the goy, is enough. That's not enough. That's not considered hefker. Second thing is, even if you said Kol Hamiro, you didn't have in mind to include this. And third, even you had in mind to include this, but since you have in mind to buy it back after Pesach, the hefker doesn't help, minateha. So what do we do? So therefore, the Alter Rebbe was mitakin that his kinyan should be, has to help. So he has mitakin two things. One of the things is that there should be a Orev Kabla. And second, there should be another kinyoni. Why did he do all this? So he gives a hakdome. Because my decision is that if the kinyon didn't help l'chol adeyes, then you are eva minatero. Not like he said in Shulchan Aruch. According to what I said in Shulchan Aruch, even it doesn't help l'chol adeyes, but you at least tried, so you're not eva. But since we came now to the decision that you are eva, so you can't rely on some poskim say that kinyon moes helped b'agoy. But some poskim say that Kinyan Mois doesn't help by Goy. So you need another Kinyan. And even by Kinyan Mois itself, some poskim say that Kinyan Mois this way doesn't help, that you have need the Orf Kavya. Let me just describe it in general. First, why do we need Orf Kavya? The Alter Rebbe doesn't explain. He just said Lekama Poskim, Lekama Rishenim, it doesn't help unless you make Orev Kavlan. And he didn't explain. But he explained a little bit to his brother Balpe, and after this talkers, they asked the brother, the Maril, and he wrote the explanation, and he writes two explanations. In Pashtas, Kinyan Mois, what does it mean, Kinyan Mois? The Koi gives me a dollar. So the whole Hobbit becomes his for $1? No. The rest, he owes me. So it's as he paid, he made the Kinyan of Mois. Comes out the Rebbe and says, according to some days, it doesn't help. First of all, there is some days that say, that if I'll venofe kazuze, if I need the money, he has to pay me in full, otherwise the Kenyan doesn't help. And here it pays me only a dollar. That's if I really need the money. So therefore you need Orev Kavlan. And the Goy gives me the check of the Orev Kavlan for the whole amount, so it's as I got the whole amount for the whole Chometz. That's one day. Come, Poskim ask, even the Sting Chabad brings it down. And he says, I don't understand. What do you mean that I'm looking for the money? Do I really look for the money when I sell the Chometz? I want to get rid of the Chometz. I don't want this to be mine. That's called Mecher Mipnei Rohoso. So no one says Bamecha Mipnei Rohoso that you need Orev Kavlan. So why you need Orev Kavlan? It's not I of Nofek Azuze. Yeah, that's a good question, but the answer is very simple. Sure, today you don't want this to be yours. You want to get rid of it for Pesach. The minute the Pesach goes out, you want the money or give me the Chometz. You don't want, he should tell you, forget about it, I owe you $1,000 and let me take your Chometz. If you have a store of a lot of Chometz there and he bought it from you, after Pesach you say, give me the money or the Chometz back. The guy will tell you, don't worry, I owe you the money, let me take everything that you have in the store. That's not what you want. So the minute that after Pesach you want the money, so it's called Ayel Venofik Azuzah. And if they pay the whole thing, you didn't get it. So what? So Achar Pesach, if you didn't get the money, you didn't want to sell it.
But before Pesach,
If Achar Pesach, you wanted, before Pesach, you wanted, after Pesach, it should give you the money, all the Chometz. But if you knew it's only a Choif, he owes you. So then you didn't want to sell it in this condition. So as long as you didn't get a guarantee that you'll get the whole money before Pesach, the guarantee, then you don't want to sell it on this condition that after Pesach he should be able to tell you, I owe you and forget about it. So therefore, it must be a way that I got the whole money. And that's why I need the Orev Kavlan. That's one day. But then he brings a second day. And the second day he says, forget about I have enough capitalism. You must pay the whole thing. Otherwise, it's not a Kinyan Mois. Sure, you don't have to pay the whole thing if you make you made for me to have. It's okay if you agree, if it's Mechem et Pirosa. But here, the Kenyan is Mois. Kenyan Mois doesn't mean that you gave me a dollar. Kenyan Mois means that you paid for it.
If you did the Gemara that says that that if you live the rest should become a choiv helps, it's when you did the kinyan with the shtar. You sold him as a field with a shtar. That's why there was a kinyan. Then that's why Ashar, you made a milveh out of it. It's good if it's not eye of an ofek azuzah. But here the kinyan is kinyan mois because he doesn't make mashiach and there is no shtar that helps. Shtar doesn't help on the taltelin. So the kinyan is mois. You have to pay the whole thing. Some poskim say that kinyan mois means that you pay something. If it costs $1,000, you pay $1. It's called kinyan mois. And some poskim say no. Kinyan mois that means that you paid for it. When the Gemara speaks about if it's mechav niros or helps, or if you made a milveh of it helps, it speaks about another kinyan. So therefore, it must be a kinyan according to this poskim with the Orav Kabbalah, because then you got paid everything in full, and the rest is only a check from the Orav Kabbalah.
You get paid a dollar and then someone's a guarantor?
Yes. Someone is a Orev guarantor and he gives him, the guarantor, gives the goy the check, and the goy gives me $1 in the check for the whole amount. And the goy doesn't owe me anything more. Only the id owes me. After Pesach, the Rov asks the Orav Kabbalah, you owe money, you have the money? The Orav Kabbalah says, 1 second, I want to ask the Goy. Goy, I owe him money. I lent it to you till today. You have to pay me. Do you have the money? No, I don't. So you want to sell me the chometz? Yes. The Goy sells it after Pesach to the Orav Kabbalah. And the Orav Kabbalah gives it to me and the chayv that he owes me. So I finished with the goy before Pesach. There is nothing else that I have with the goy. He finished paying me. He paid me a check and I accepted it. So therefore, it's called that it's full kinyan mois. But there is some day that say that kinyan mois is not enough.
He gives the actual value of the chometz.
No, he says in the check that whatever the chometz is, I guarantee for it. And I accept it. So when he will take it, we'll take then a measurement and then we'll ask how much it costs. But he doesn't have to write how much it costs. He writes there that whatever the chometz of the whole city or whoever sold this through this roof sold, I guarantee.
Why can't the guy do this straight?
Because then the goy owes me money. And as long as the goy doesn't pay me, I'll have enough kazuze. So it's not kinyan. Or the goy didn't finish paying me. The goy is giving me a check, means that he owes me. So the goy owes me, so he didn't finish paying. No, the goy doesn't owe me nothing. The id owes me. So the goy finished paying me. He gave me a check of the id. Now I go with this check to the id, give me the money. But the goy finished paying me. The goy is not allowed to owe me. Because if he owes me, he didn't pay me for everything. But now he owes me. And the goy owes to him. So the goy finished paying me. So that's kinyan mois. That's what the Alter Rebbe explains. But we mentioned in the beginning that some dayas say that kinyan mois doesn't help ba'agoy. You need ba'agoy another kinyan. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe adds a few kinyonim as much as we can. One kinyon is that after all, it's better that the shafe, the closet where the chometz lays, belongs to the goy. So I rent it out to the goy. When I rent it out to the goy, it's karka. Because it's mechubel lekarka. And there is a din that agav karka you could sell metaltelin. So I'm making an additional kinyan to sell the chometz through kinyan agav. Yes, there is a machlekes if kinyan agav held bagoy. You didn't learn it in Psochim, but when you will learn Kiddushin, that Gimel and Medalev, the last tesis, you'll see a whole deal if Kinyan Agav helps Dagoy. So according to that day, it still wouldn't help. But still, there are two separate days. One says that Mois doesn't help. One says that Agav doesn't help. So between these two, we rely. Still, we want more. So there is a tkiyas kaf, helps me the abonim. So you give the goy a tkiyas kaf that you made up that piece of salt. Another kinyan. So the Alter Rebbe says that all these kinyanim together would be able to help. What do we see from all this? That the Alter Rebbe, when he says in Mechiras Chometz, he says, forget about what I explained in the Shulchan Aruch, a kinyan has to be a real kinyan. What means a real kinyan? A real kinyan means that if I go later to a court, I will be able to prove that you owe me the money and these things to you. You'll be able to take out the Chometz for me if you pay for it. You'll be able to take it out for me. Let's say we just made up, but in a way that it wouldn't help. I wouldn't be able to prove anything in the court. Then the kinyan doesn't help. Because you can't get it. So then the Alter Rebbe says, I'm over minatea. It's not like in the Shulchan Aruch that says that even at least I tried, it helps. The Alter Rebbe in Siddur says it has to be a kinyan. Why do I bring it up? Because some people are not so much medayik, it should be exactly. They send the paper to the Rov that make minush nichas, they send it with mail or with email. It's okay. You could make a shlich any way you want. But then sometimes they forget. And some people in the street, they don't sell. So some rabbonim add to the Mechiras Chometz that even those that didn't come to sell the Chometz, but I'm trying to sell for them. There's a shliach last year made the whole issue, one of the shluchim, that I have 6,000 Jews in the city. I want to sell all of them Chometz because Zohar Lovim shall be fun of. So it's good for him to sell. So I want to sell for him. What does he lose? It's a good thing for him. So I wrote then that it doesn't help according to what the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan in Siddur. It's not enough just selling. It has to be a kinyan. Will that goy come to somebody's house that he never sold anything? The shliach sold everybody's chometz. So then Pesach, the goy will come to his house and will take out the chometz from him. Take him to jail. Not yours. What are you doing? He sold me. Who are he? It doesn't help. It has to be a king and should help. So where did they take such, idea you could be Zohar Lom Shalei Befonov? So it's built on a tshuva that's a machzadek. So I'll explain what the Tzemach Tzedek says and how it doesn't have anything to do with us. And you could sell everybody's chometz, but it doesn't help according to the Alter Rebbe. The Tzemach Tzedek asked, somebody asked the Mishayla. Here as chometz, when you go to the Rov, you don't come Erev Pesach. You come a week earlier, and you make him a shliach. And he becomes your shliach. And then after that, you still go to stores, and you buy cookies, and you buy all kind of chometz. And then, when comes Erev Pesach, you sell it, you lock it in the closet, and it's sold, because the roof sells the chometz. Asking the Tzemach Tzedek, how could this help? When I made you a shliach, it still wasn't mine. So it's Dovah Shalei Bola Ilov, Dovah Shalei Boshusei. Since I couldn't sell it then, I couldn't make you a shliach on selling that. So it doesn't help. So how does it help when the Rov is selling the shliach? Erev Pesach helps on these things that I bought yesterday. I made the Rov a shliach a week ago. And Tzemach Tzedek explains, okay, so the mini shliach didn't help mamish. So it's not mini shliches. But Zohar Lodim Shleim Efonov. He wants to sell it. Because he wrote to me that he's selling all the chometz. You're saying that Erev Pesach, he has new chometz that the mini shliches didn't help on it. Okay, mini shliches doesn't help on it. But he wants to sell it. So therefore, the Rov sells that chometz to the goy. Because it is certain a Zochin, because he wanted to sell it. That would be a real mechira that the guy could take from him. Even if he'll say, then when I made a shliach, the Rov, I still didn't have the chometz, but you wanted him to, you told him, so sell my shliach, my chometz. So you wanted him to do it. So that's why he could do it. But if you just sell somebody's chometz, it doesn't help a real Kenyan. So if it doesn't help a real Kenyan, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could be done. Because the Alter Rebbe says that even if it doesn't help, at least you are not Eva. Because you wanted to sell it. But the Alter Rebbe in Siddur doesn't say that. I wanted to sell it, doesn't help. If I wanted to be Mafkir, it doesn't help. If you sold it. So it has to be a real Kenyan. So then, just Gilidas, I'll sell all the chometz from all the shluch, from all the people in my city, if I'm a shliach, it doesn't really help.